In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today's Gospel reading depicts the fateful night of Jesus' arrest, organized by his own disciple, Judas Iscariot, who brought with him a crowd of Jewish chief priests and scribes along with Roman soldiers. It is a night where the truth about everyone is revealed. The truth about Judas and his love for money and his willingness to betray his friend and master. The truth about the Jewish leaders and the evil hatred and murder they had in their hearts. The truth about the fear of the disciples who fled and left Christ alone. And finally, the truth about Christ and the extent of his great patience, strength, humility, love, and mercy as he allows himself to be kissed by his betrayer, allows himself to be seized, to be mocked, to be condemned, to be spat upon, and to be beaten by the soldiers. The high priest could not accept the truth of who Jesus was when he asked him, "Are you the Christ?" He didn't ask this question sincerely, or because he wanted an actual answer, or because he wanted to believe it. He asks the question so that, in his mind, Jesus would publicly incriminate himself by committing what would be considered blasphemy. But the Lord knows his heart and his intentions. And again, he answers him with the truth, saying, "I am. I am the Christ." And then he adds something else, even more astonishing, saying to the high priest and to all of us, "You will see the Son of Man seated at the right of power and coming with the clouds of heaven." In other words, "I am not only the Christ, but I am God." Upon hearing this, they all condemned him as deserving of death, which is what they wanted to do all along. And Christ willingly allows this, remaining peaceful and humble and merciful. This is the incomprehensible love of our Lord, a love that is willing to suffer for the sake of the salvation of others, for the sake of his disciples who left him alone, and that they would again be strengthened and filled with courage and power after his resurrection from the dead, and boldly proclaim the gospel throughout the world, no longer afraid, but willing to die for Christ. For the sake of those who hated and mocked him, that perhaps they would one day understand who he really was and what he did and repent and believe in him. For the sake of you and me, and anyone who hears the gospel and is convicted by the great love of Christ and the truth that he personifies. In the later part of the gospel, we see a scene of Peter standing in the garden, warming himself by the fire, afraid. And a little servant girl comes and says to him, "You also were with the Nazarene Jesus." And he begins to deny Christ. And this repeats itself three times. "But when people think of me and you, will they say, 'You also are with the Nazarene Jesus'? Will they say of me, 'This man is one of them'?" Because Christ is a mirror in which we will see our true selves as well, either as a disciple or as a denier. Do I love as he loved? Am I as patient as he was? Am I as forgiving as he was? Am I as merciful as he was? Because Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And what happened that night 2,000 years ago is not simply a historical event, but a present reality that we participate in every day. Because every moment of the day, we can either stay with him, be one of him, and follow him, or we can deny him and follow after our passions. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Amen.